You're on.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll call to order the Board of Equalization at 8:30 on the clock for Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation.
Sounds quiet.
We are on, we're ready.
You're recording, but I didn't have the mic.
Oh, okay. Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Jurgens. Vote. And we need to hear. Yep. 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to go into public hearing to. We need a public hearing for that.
Lori is usually that's on the.
We should wait for her.
No. I don't think she has to be here, does she? Or does
you? You got it. Okay.
Yeah, I have it here.
Well, I'll entertain a motion at 8:31 on the clock to go into a public hearing for an exemption for a vehicle.
I'd move to go into public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by John Hill. Vote.
Yep.
5-0. Patty, and I've got it right here. It's for the Beatrice Community Hospital. It's for a 2018 Silverado pickup and a motor vehicle tax of $860 and a motor vehicle fee of $30 for $890. And I don't see anyone here that's probably going to talk at the public hearing.
Yeah, these are Lori's thing. Yeah. So I assume that's fine.
So anybody, Joe, you can get up and talk at the public hearing. No, you don't know nothing about it either.
About that.
Yeah.
Patty says they should be fine.
They should be fine. Okay. Seeing.
No, wait a minute. I'm legal counsel.
you got a prima facie case. They submitted the exemption. Nobody is talking against it. That's kind
we
of
don't have look we don't have
this
anybody
is,
here for or against it.
This for is the treasurer's office, not the assessor's.
I move we go out of public hearing
at 8:32 on the clock. We have a motion to go out of public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. Vote. 5-0 in favor.
Move we approve the vehicle exemption for Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
I'll second that.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Hill. And like I said, this is at the treasurer's office. This is for that 2018 Silverado pickup for the Beatrice Community Hospital. Total of $890. And Lori did approve it and sign it. So, any other discussion? If not, vote. 5-0 in favor. Patty?
Homesteads will be going out next week, but if it's bitter cold, remember that you still have until June 30th to file them, because people will come right away, and I don't know what the weather's supposed to do. I think it's supposed to get colder on the weekend, and some of those older people really don't need to be out in some of that weather, so they've got till June 30th. If anybody needs us to, we can come out to their place. We've told them that. A few have had us do that. So.
Does the news media pick that up? I think it'd be very, very good if you picked it up that if they can't get in, that they call the assessor's office and we can accommodate them and help them. I think it's very important we let people know that.
We went to a couple places last year, and a lot of them are homebound, so we're willing to come out. Because, if they don't have somebody looking out after them, then we try to help them. We can't get their – I mean, they have to call and get their information, but –
But if they qualified and had a homestead exemption last year, they will automatically get an application.
They will automatically get one next week. But remember, when we mail them, it usually takes 2 days to get them. So they may not have them till the middle of next week.
What if somebody doesn't, don't realize they qualify for it?
Well, we try to put a news release in the paper off and on, and Doug and they've been good about doing that over the past. So. Then closer to the time, what we do is we go through our list and we find out which ones have not filed, and we call that person up.
Okay.
or we try to write them a letter. So we do everything we can. The only thing is we don't know which ones are out there that could turn 65, and those are the things that we probably need to continue to talk about.
What are some of the basic qualifications? 65,
you must
own your
be
house?
Owner, you must live in your home. You must be 65 as of January 1 of the year you're filing. So they had to turn 65 before January 1st of this year. There is an income guideline. We have that we can send out to them. What they can do with their income tax, they can deduct medical expenses, health insurance, and premiums, so that can bring their income down. There's veterans, there's disabled, but those are 100%. So, you know, Phil helps, Dip Brenner helps with some of the VA ones.
Especially the VA, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also a maximum value on the house. Which
that's means, what gets real confusing yeah, is yeah. You can be approved on your income. However, if your house is getting up into the 200 and I think it was 208, I don't remember the exact number, over 200,000,
yeah.
Let's put it that way, then some of those are disapproved because your house value is too high. And the maximum is not necessarily like you automatically get 100%. That means your house, there is a cutoff, and I think last year it was in the 80s or 90s, and then you pay on the remainder. So, but we do take a list down, like if people come in during the year and ask, then we do make a list and send them a blank form. But right now we rent everything because it used to be the state sent us big boxes full of them. Well, now we have to use our own ink. So we're out of toners right now, so we're waiting on toners for printers, copiers,
Having said that, I mean, roughly how many people in the county qualify for it, is it?
I would say probably 1,200 on the homesteads.
1,200.
And that is
something, in case people don't know, that's not something that the county's on the hook for that. What they're... amount is, and or I mean, there's different formulas, but that's something that's reimbursed by the state.
Right. We filled out a homestead loss report, so somebody pays whatever those people didn't pay. Mm-hmm. So all your exemptions and all those have to be paid back somehow.
And if somebody in the county qualifies for it, we'd sure you want to try and help them meet those qualifications and maybe get the homestead exemption.
Yeah. So we do what we can, but we don't always know.
Yeah.
But just the weather is, because there will be a lot of people that probably shouldn't be out in some of this. You'll see them come up, and so we have time. But I know, understand, because once they get something, they want to get it to me, you know, especially something that important.
Well, when you look at the number of properties that we have, property owners in the county, 1,200 is probably what, about 10%?
Well, we have about 17,000 parcels.
Okay, I was thinking 12.
7 or 8%. Yeah.
I think that's the right. I'm pretty sure that's about right in my head. So, and that could grow. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, how is it as far as year to year to year? Are we staying about the same? Are we going up?
No, we're staying about the same because, you know, people are working past the age of 65 now. So you see it more with the people that are closer to maybe the 70s, because if you still have a job, it's pretty hard to get the homestead exemption. So if one of the spouses is working, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people don't retire at 65 anymore.
Right.
Retirement age is a little bit older than that. So I think that's part of the reason. Because really, until you don't have a job anymore, you're probably not going to qualify.
Yeah.
So we are watching the legislative bills. The assessors are pretty – assessors association. We have a really good assessor that's been watching some of the things on – I don't know if you've been watching any of some of those legislative things that are going on right now. So,
well, of course, the governor's tax plan pushes it down to us. So the counties and the cities will have more expense. And I'm not sure Erdman's bill, I'm not sure what that'll do tax-wise, but it's going to have some effect, too. But I think they'll do something, but I don't think it'll – I think they're going to move toward try to make some sort of break for property tax owners. But you get that Lincoln and Omaha lobby, those businesses, and they just – beat up on the members of the legislature like crazy, so it's awfully hard to get stuff for the rest of us in Nebraska on property tax relief. But I know they've got several things in, and they'll probably have some more amendments.
Yeah. Anything else for equalization?
Did you do public comments?
Oh, hold it. Yep. Don's right. I forgot here the last thing on the agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. That should have been a little bit earlier for Patty, but looking around, I don't see anybody. Doug, I keep telling you guys, this is your opportunity and stuff. You could really throw a...
Our taxes on the buildings down at 823 South 8th Street.
Shouldn't be going down because they're not new buildings.
Okay.
You and I both know that doesn't matter.
I don't think he's taxed.
We'll adjourn at 8:40 on the clock.